Shores, El Pacifico. Bill Hendrick.
As Greg as frequently gets in with a group of people that have really radical ideas.
I care about the starving millions of African people in this country.
I care more.
Care about the farm workers who are being oppressed in this country.
I
do you care enough?
Congressman Stupak, you may be killing.
And then you got this punk-ass Billy Payne who goes on TV yesterday.
You know, Donald Trump, I want to talk to this guy.
Giant douche nozzle.
World-famous Phil Henry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Truth is our bitch. Through the looking glass every night to find that truth. Doug Danger joins us to discuss Charlie Sheen. And Kentucky Fried Chicken is set to release a sandwich that uses chicken fillets instead of buns. Big deal, man. Big deal. You know that Burger King and whoever the hell else, they've been having them, they got those burgers that are wrapped with lettuce. You guys think what's so special about you guys wrapping a burger? I don't know. We'll find out. 877-876-PHIL, our website, as always, philhenryshow.com. And if you don't, you know, this is the only radio show in the world that is the perfect companion to a website. Because in order to understand our show fully, you must understand and embrace our worldwide web presence. You must understand and embrace our video cast. You must understand and embrace our archives. You must understand and embrace, well, everything, really. Just go over to philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com to find out more on how you can get involved in the exciting world of llama raising and ostrich burgers. No, I'm kidding. In the exciting world of the Phil Henry Show. 877-876 is our number, and our website, philhenryshow.com. All right, Charlie Sheen is prepared to walk away from Two and a Half Men if contract negotiations fall through, saying if his role ends, so be it. Much speculation and rumor has arisen from my current status surrounding Two and a Half Men, Sheen said in a statement addressing media reports that he's demanding a higher salary. All of the numbers reported to the press are false. Claims from inside sources regarding offers from the studio as well as my salary on their best day are without merit. So in other words, nobody knows their ass from a hole in the ground about Charlie Sheen and what it is that he's talking with the network about. So just give it a rest, all of you losers. That's what Charlie's saying, and you know what? Good for you, Charlie. If you got the goods and you don't want anybody to know, don't let them know. Now, as you know, Sheen's contract, not as you know, what you know is that Charlie was in trouble there. His wife and he had a contretemps. They had a falling out, if you want to put it as mildly as possible. Basically, he held a knife to her throat. This in the middle of, you know, a contract coming up for renewal, and everything's just going to hell in a handcart. So, did we get this 911 call from Charlie Sheen? I think we did. Here is Charlie Sheen's wife. This is a very traumatic call. You've heard it. Let's hear it again because, you know, because other people's pain is funny. I'm kidding, but here it is.
Here, you have a domestic disturbance? Okay. Tell me exactly what happened.
No, my husband had me with a knife, and I was scared for my life, and he threatened me.
Okay, are you guys separated right now?
Yeah, right now we have people that are separating us, but I have to file the report or else.
Are there other people there? Does he still have the knife?
Yeah, he still does, but there's other people here.
Who are the other people that are there?
I have people here. My family is here, but right now if I don't file this, I need to file it right
now. Okay, where is he with the knife?
He's in the other room.
Okay, is someone in the room with him?
Somebody else, yes.
Who is he with?
He's with somebody packing to leave. But if I don't file the report, he had no.
Okay, I understand, and I'm sending officers to help you. I just need some information. Does he have any other weapons?
No.
Okay, which room is he in? When the officers enter the house, which room will he be in?
In the bathroom.
And which room are you in?
In the kitchen. I thought I was going to die for 1 hour.
Okay, what's your name?
Brooke.
And what's your husband's name?
It's Charlie Sheen.
Boy, when she says his name, of course, that's the part that it gets to you, because you can tell, even in all of her fear there, Doug, she wants to protect him. She doesn't want people to know it's Charlie Sheen.
And Phil, you know, these kinds of situations, some people think that, I'm an entertainment writer, and I have been a gay man and a gay journalist for, I've been out, as you know, Phil, 4 weeks, and this has been, for me, as you crawl up this long, hard road of trying to break through the prejudice and trying to break through the bigotry of people, because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I look at how other people suffer in other ways, I don't take any great pleasure out of this because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I have my own suffering, as all gay do. And I say the word gay, not gay men, not gay women, not gay men, not lesbians. I say gay, as all gay. Because I think the time has come for us to singularize that as we singularize our view of the world and we become a part of that world. And this kind of suffering by a straight couple is reflected in the world of the gay. And we see this all the time as well. I don't take any great pleasure in this at all, Phil.
Charlie Sheen has been negotiated. His contract it ends after the current seventh season of Two and a Half Men. Do you have any idea of what kind of bread he makes?
Yeah, he has. He had to submit his terms for season 8 to Warner Brothers and CBS in June. He's 44 years of age. He's currently earning $825,000 per episode. And he is currently ranked the highest paid actor in television right now. So we don't have any million-dollar men or women as we've had in the past. I have a quote here. Both parties have known the score for over a year. In no way has this been a hasty or negligent 11th-hour surprise. He said that he is offering this information out of respect to the crew, the cast, the family, friends, and fans. If tonight's show is the end of for me, it's Charlie Harper, so be it. Another journey has begun. I take from the experience 161 shows filled with a kaleidoscope of amazing experiences, memories, friendships, etc. And he signs it, C. Sheen. Now, I would not be doing my job as an entertainment writer, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, if I didn't give you the 100% look here on Charlie Sheen and what are the devils that I think, Phil, are quite frankly hampering this young man. And I say young man because at 44, Charlie Sheen is still a young man. He looks great. He looks like he's healthy. But he's got a problem. He has a violence problem.
Absolutely.
He's got a problem when it comes to his temper. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and so I'm going to tell you what somebody should have said to Charlie Sheen a long time ago. He knows. Charlie Sheen knows. So I don't think I should tell Charlie Sheen. Frankly, I think he's figured it out. But I'll tell you, Charlie Sheen has some truth to tell people. And how do I know this? Because I've been through this myself.
When you say you've been through what?
I was, as you know, Phil, I was not out of the closet. I was living a closeted life. Seems like 100 years ago. But still in all, I was not out of the closet. I was living a closeted life. I was a gay man and a gay journalist. But I was not really a gay man and a gay journalist. I was a straight man and a straight journalist, closeted gay man, gay journalist. And I was living at that time when I came out. I was living with a girl named Vicky. I was engaged to be married, and I was violent with her. And she wasn't the first one.
Really?
Absolutely.
Well, how many women, you were engaged to this girl?
I was engaged to marry Vicky, and I treated her very bad. I hung her out a window. I did some horrible things.
Oh, God. Now, what are you saying about Sheen?
I'm saying that it is very possible that Charlie Sheen is in the closet himself. And why do I say that, Phil? I say it because this is typical of closeted gays. When you see a so-called straight man being violent with a woman repeatedly, he has some issues. And oftentimes, I'd say probably in the 80 to 90% range, you're dealing with a guy deep, deep in a very dark and a very cluttered closet. And
but you were saying that I've never known this about you, Doug. You were...
what are you saying? I wasn't with women? You didn't think I could be with women?
Or what? No, I'm not saying that. I mean, I didn't know you were engaged to be married.
Well, Phil, you know, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, but like all gay men who are in the closet, I had to walk that straight and narrow. So I had probably a half a dozen girlfriends, and I will tell you that each one of them I was physically abusive to.
How physically abusive were you? I mean, were the police called?
A couple of times the police were called. In one instance, I closed my fist and literally hit this girl flush in the face. And another, this girl was a girl named Rebecca who I loved her. I thought she was one of the best friends I ever had in my life. And I broke her nose. And I'm not proud of any of this, Phil.
Good Lord.
I'm not proud of any of it. And I'm telling you, I think Shane's got this problem. Because and any when you look at around 80%, I've never brought this up on your program before because it would have meant me bringing some stuff to the table I wasn't ready to bring to the table. But when you look at about 80 to 90% of all cases, probably more than 90% of all cases of men who abuse women physically, those guys are queer. Oh, baby. And I use that Q word because that's the politically correct word that a lot of these gays want you to use. So I use it.
And when you say these gays, you mean your community?
Well, then I don't call it my community. I mean, I know. I'm not that politically. I'm not a lefty. All right, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, but I'm more of one of the log cabin guys. If you want to talk about it, I'm not a lefty. So when I say these gays, I mean the left wingers. They want me to use the word queer. That's fine.
So you're telling me that you think, why Charlie Sheen? Why isn't he part of the 10%?
Well, I mean, who is part of the 10%? Sheen's had this problem ongoing for a long time. I think he's queer, and I think it's time someone sat down with him and said, look, when are you going to, you know you are, Charlie, so when are you going to make the announcement? You made the announcement on how much money you're making. You made the announcement on how you're grateful for your friends and your family. You made the announcement on how all these wonderful experiences you had, 161 shows. Yada, 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 yada. And not once do you come out and say, and I'm queer. Not once.
All right. We got to take a break. Doug Danger, who believes that when men are physically violent toward women, they could be in the closet, homosexuals. Doug brought up his own experience with girlfriends being physically violent toward them before you came out, Doug, right?
Well, yeah, before I came out. No, it was after I came out. Then I had girls. No.
All right. I'm just asking, man.
Okay.
877-876-PHIL. Your calls with Doug Danger next. Is Charlie Sheen battling a terrible secret? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
No, I had girlfriends after I came out.
Okay, sorry.
Wow.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, as we talk to Doug Danger, and we're talking about Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen has announced that he may or may not be back to the show. Two and a Half Men. There are money issues. There are a lot of things going on with Charlie Sheen. And, of course, as we played for you, and I don't take any great delight in playing that 911 call, the terrible traumatic events of his marriage. I want to ask you something, Doug. You say that violent men... toward men who are violent toward women are oftentimes closeted gays, and you brought yourself up as an example. Before you came out, you were with women, you were violent toward women, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And did you, when you looked at these women after you were after you beat them up?
Well, I was frightened. I knew I could get arrested. And the day that I realized that I was gay, wait a minute, I'm gay. I was on my way to see a girl that I'd frankly put in an emergency room situation. I had, knocked her around a little bit, and they had to take some stitches, and they wanted to keep her there for a few hours in case she had a concussion.
Good Lord, Doug.
I know, and I was scared to death that there was going to be a police officer meeting me at the emergency room.
Did you ever get arrested?
I was arrested twice, yeah. But not in this instance. I came, I was on my way over to the emergency room. Turned out they did have a cop waiting for me. But I realized as I was driving over there, and I'll never forget, at the time I was living in West Palm Beach, Florida. And I realized driving over there, I'm gay. That's why I'm beating these women up. I'm gay. As sure as God made gay apples, which was the joke I was told myself, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And I turned the car around, and I went back to my apartment, and that was the column for the next morning. I was working in the Boca Raton Call newspaper I was working for. That was my column.
And well, did you get over to the hospital? So you didn't go to the hospital, huh?
I didn't. Let me back up. I'm driving over there, but I realized I'm gay. And that was my column. So I turned around.
But I'm just curious because you've mentioned being arrested. And there was a cop there. Were you afraid of being arrested?
Well, I didn't want to be arrested, no. And I realized that it was almost like, thank God I know I'm gay, because now I want to turn around and write a column about it. And that saves me from being arrested.
What about going to see her? What was her name?
Who's that? The girl in the hospital?
Yeah.
Boy, I don't remember her name. I know that we had lived together off and on. It's been so long.
Well, do you have contact with someone? The thing that I'm trying to find out here is you know, what were your feelings about these girls?
Well, I told you, I almost married Vicky. I loved her.
No, but this one that was in the hospital that they had to watch for observation?
The day that I knew I was gay?
Yeah.
What do you want to know?
Did you feel bad?
I did. I was scared to death I was going to be arrested.
No, for her. For her.
Yes, I felt bad for her. Yes. Yes. Look, Phil, the men who beat women are looking to get out of a cage. They're trapped. The more you allow a man to beat you, if you're a woman, the closer that guy gets to becoming the queer that he is. And it's a very, very difficult thing to tell women to go ahead and let him beat on you, because he's going to get closer until finally he'll stop beating you and suddenly go, you know what, I'm as queer as a $3 bill. And a lot of women will say to a man when he's beating her up, you know, you're nothing but a cute, you know, you F-word.
That was the most bizarre thing I've ever heard in my life.
What was?
If you allow a man to beat on you, the closer he gets to being queer.
I'm just saying, these guys that beat on women have to somehow get out of the cage.
Well, the getting out of the cage by beating up a woman doesn't seem the way to do it. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Doug Danger. Here is George in Brooklyn, New York. George, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I'm listening, and I'm kind of confused with this type of scenario. So in reverse, if a woman beats up on a man, does that make her a lesbian? I mean,
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Okay, but you're gay because you have these tendencies of liking a man and not liking a woman. Maybe you had this hidden.
I'm a gay man.
Okay, you're
a gay man and a gay journalist, right?
Okay, you're a gay man.
And I've been gay, I'm out.
Okay.
And I knew I was gay the day after I beat this girl up.
But that's only because you discovered that a light went on to say, hey, you know what, while I'm beating this woman,
right.
I think I might be gay. But that doesn't mean that every man that beats a woman is necessarily gay.
Well, I'll tell you right now, about 90+ percent.
90+ percent?
I disagree
90+
with that.
Percent?
I'm telling you.
Where did
you
find these
about
findings
at? Let me tell you, if you think about it, why would a guy beat up a woman? Why? Because he knows he shouldn't be with her. He knows that the sexual relationship with her is weighting him down. What he really wants is to just be with a guy that night.
So what about kids in schools who in kindergarten, the boys that bully a girl because of testosterone levels and they're just angry as a male and their machoism kicks in? Are they potentially gay?
No, not at all.
Why not?
And I don't know what you mean by testosterone. What is that?
In other
testosterone
words,
levels.
Oh, yeah. Testosterone?
Testosterone.
Testosterone, the hormone, yeah. No, they're fine. They're just beating up girls. That's what little boys do. I mean, they're only 5 years old.
Well, what do big boys do?
And what's that?
What about the bigger boys?
I think I answered this man's question. If you want more information, you can go to the gay center. They can give it to you. I don't know what...
Well, this isn't information he's going to get at that. What do you mean the gay center?
What's he asking me? I don't know,
asking
sir. I don't know about boys. Do you know about boys?
Hear me out, sir.
I'm listening.
We're talking about violence.
It's not making any sense.
No, sir, we're talking about violence. We're talking about violence
toward women. And guys that beat up women are queer.
When men are children, too.
That's got nothing. They're men. They're not men. They're children.
Sir, but it's still a violent act. It's still a violent act.
It's got nothing to do. Nothing to do with it.
Well, how can you be sure?
No, it's not a violent act. First of all, we don't have a problem with boys beating up girls in schools all the time. We have a problem with men beating up women.
But that's the start
of violence. And that's, we've got a lot of queers out there.
That's a violent act that can be traced back to their, to the act, to the children behavior. And you're saying it has nothing to do with it.
You got a lot of interest in boys, and...
Okay, Doug, don't turn it around.
Well, this guy's not...
No, I'm being
direct. You're not asking me the good questions.
I'm asking you a real question.
All right, we got to take a break, sir. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Gay men. Were they straight men who beat up women? We'll be back with Doug Dinger.
Phil Henry.
Phil, talking with Doug Dinger from the Orange County Courier newspaper, and we're talking about the Charlie Sheen story. Charlie Sheen is about to leave 2.5 Men, I guess, and he is leaving under, you say, suspicious circumstances. I mean, he's not. It's not suspicious the guy wants more money, you know.
Well, no, I'm not saying that that's suspicious, Phil. I'm not saying that it's suspicious that Charlie Sheen is leaving the show at all. I'm saying that he does have personal problems, we know, with his marriage. And it's a violent marriage because we've heard the 911 tapes. We can't go around that. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. All right? And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, because of the bigotry that I've had to put up with and the discrimination, I have to look through a lot of this phony stuff that people want to put in front of you and say, well, this is how it really is. Charlie Sheen, because I know I used to beat women when I was living the life of a straight man. I was never a straight man, but I was a straight man and a straight journalist. I was gay in the closet. I was gay in the closet, but I was an out journalist, and I needed to bring all four aspects of my life together. The straight man and gay man had to come together with a straight journalist and gay journalist. And so Charlie Sheen's the same way. He's gay. He's a straight man and a gay actor. But he now has to be a gay actor and a straight. He has to be a straight actor and a gay man.
A straight actor and a gay man.
I mean, what I meant to say was a gay actor and a gay man.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. So you're saying that Charlie Sheen's gay?
Yeah, I'm saying he's gay because of the fact that he beats up women. And I was the same way until one day I realized I'm gay. If I'm not gay, man, then, you know, we didn't land on the moon. You know what I'm saying? That's not peach cobbler. If I'm not gay, that ain't peach cobbler, and it's not July. And I realized it, and that's when I turned around, and I went and I wrote the article. And
yeah, and you left that girl in the hospital bed with a concussion.
She didn't have a concussion because I found out from the cop that was guarding her. And
they put a cop near her? You know, Doug, I don't know what kind of trouble you got into.
Well, I was violent. And then when I realized I was gay, I stopped being violent.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Bill in Charlotte, North Carolina. Bill, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Doug Dinger.
Thanks. Hey, Doug, the fact you're just a coward, man. Anybody that beats up on women, any man that beats up on a woman is a coward. It has nothing to do with the fact that you're gay. You're just like beating up and intimidating people that are smaller and weaker than you are.
No, it has to do with why? Have you beaten up women?
No, I've never even thought about.
Well, then, what do you care whether? Then, what do you care whether it's because I'm gay or I'm a coward?
You're
I'm
a
gay.
Coward, and the reason I care is because you're on the radio spouting every 5 seconds. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Nobody gives a damn. You're a freaking coward.
No, I'm a gay man and a gay. You know I'm gay, right?
You're an idiot. You're a buffoon.
You know I'm gay.
Somebody needs
to
slap you around.
Nah, dude, you don't want to do that. You don't want to go. See, that's one thing you can't do to me. Because I'll kick your ass around the block for drill. I will kick your ass around the block for drill. So don't even think that. Don't even think about that. You know, because I'm gay. I tell you what, Bill, you know what? They call you Sally, man, after I got done with you. They call you Sally after I got done with you, yeah.
Yeah,
well, you're a telephone jockey. You're a telephone jockey. You're a telephone cowboy. I know all about you guys. You're just a telephone cowboy. You're a telephone cowboy. That's all you are.
Phone, you idiot.
No, you're the guy that called me, honey. You called me up.
You're the one on the
radio. You called me up. Tell you what you do, sweetie. I'm calling you sweetie and honey, and you're going to take that? I called you sweetie, and you're going to take that?
All right, this is ridiculous.
No, this guy, called me up because he's on the other side of the computer.
All right, you know.
I would turn you, I kick the back door of your house down, punch your dog in the chops, and have you cook me breakfast, sweetie.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, dude, you do whatever you think you got to do, but I'd have you cooking me breakfast.
Yeah,
whatever you got to do. You called me, sweetie. You called me, sweetheart. You called me, sweet. Get your wife on the phone so I can talk to the man. Get your wife on the phone so I can talk to the man of the house. Get your old lady on the phone so I can talk to the man of the house, okay?
Good.
All right, look at Doug. This is ridiculous.
No, I put up with these guys all the time. This guy's got nothing.
What'd
you say? What'd you say, sweetie?
What'd
you say, sweetheart?
You're an ass.
Listen to this little girl. Listen to this little girl.
You need somebody,
hey, sweetie.
All right, that's it. No. That's it. What is this?
What's what?
Well, it sounds like you're baiting some guy in a bar.
Well, that's what that guy wanted. Oh no, I go natural. Just like John Gotti said, I go natural. I get my baseball bat. Don't worry about it. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You know that, right?
Yes, I know that. That's what that guy was saying. You sound buffoonish saying that.
And I beat up plenty of women. Okay, so that guy, I could go toe-to-toe with that guy on how many women I beat up. Only I got an excuse. I'm gay.
Okay, if you call that an excuse. But I got to tell you something. That what you were going back and forth with that guy, it sounds to me like you want to get into it with people.
I'll get in with that guy, yeah. I don't beat women up anymore, but I'll sure as hell beat up a redneck like that. Hell yeah. Yeah.
Have you been drinking?
What?
Have you been drinking?
I'm a gay man and a gay...
I know what you are. I'm just asking you if you've been drinking.
No, I haven't been drinking. I'm gay.
You haven't been drinking, you're gay. Gay people don't drink?
I don't.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Michelle on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Michelle.
Hi. Hi, for the gay man and the gay journalist.
Yeah, this is Doug Danger.
I'm sorry?
Hi, I'm Doug Danger. I am gay.
Okay, I have no problem with that. I have my sister who is a lesbian and her girlfriend living with me, so that's not an issue.
All right, now do they beat each other up? Has she beaten up any men?
No. My problem is...
Because I had that question. Yeah.
May I speak?
I had that question earlier.
Let the lady speak, will you, Doug?
Well, the guy called me.
Let the lady speak.
Okay. My issue is you have an anger issue, regardless if you are gay or not. You are very defensive, and as a journalist, I'm sorry, as a gay man and a gay journalist,
hold on, Michelle.
References?
I'm sorry, Michelle. Hold on for a minute. Don't belch, Doug.
I belched because I had to belch.
Not into the phone like that. Be a gentleman.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Anyway, as a gay man and a gay journalist, how can you tell someone to go to the gay center for references? Shouldn't you have your own references as a journalist when you're going to throw out, first you went from 80 to 90%, and then now you're up to 90-plus percent on your averages?
No, it's 97%.
Now, it's 97% now. When the beginning of the conversation, it was 80 to 90%.
Well, no, not really. I said 80 to 90% was one study, but we know now it's 98%. We now know that.
What study is that?
Study? It's not really a study. I mean, ma'am, this has been published. It is a total...
What has it been published in?
In a book? Wow.
Journal, Doug? Don't be a smartass.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
Published in what journal?
Journalist? And you do not know what I'm talking
about. Ma'am, of course I'm a journalist. I know what you're talking about. You asked me what was it published in. I thought in a book. It was published in a book. I didn't know it.
She's talking about what was the name of the journal that...
I know what she's talking about.
Okay, what was the name of the journal that this study was published in?
It was in the Journal of Medicine for the United States.
Who funded the research for this?
Well, it was funded by the university. Funded it.
It was funded by a university.
Yes, ma'am.
But you don't know what university.
By the university, I said.
Well, which university was it?
I said by the university that I told you about that earlier.
No, the lady has asked, Doug.
Okay.
Come on.
I have a question.
Are you, Are you people asking me whether I'm gay or not? Because that's what this is coming down to. Your question is whether I'm gay.
No, what I'm telling you is you are an angry man that likes to beat women, and using that as an excuse, I'm gay. Let women get beat so that their man can come out of the closet is the biggest crap I've ever heard from a so-called journalist who cannot bring sufficient references to what he's throwing stats.
I'm simply saying that it is bad when men beat women. There's no question about it. But it is one of life's unfair truths that the more you let him beat you up, the more queer he gets until finally he blossoms, he comes blooming
out, or whatever you want to call it.
And That's the most asinine.
I have many gay male friends that have never laid a hand on a woman in their life.
Gay metal friends? No. I'm saying these guys are out of the closet. I'm talking about when I was in the closet.
Well, they were in the closet one time, too.
All right, they beat up women then. Did they tell you about it? No, of course they don't tell you about it.
Of course they're not going to tell you about it, Michelle.
I wasn't going to tell anybody either.
About PTSD. It's a cop-out and a big excuse for everyone to get away with whatever they want.
PTSD? Who said PTSD? I didn't say that.
That was our last guest.
You know, Michelle, your gay friends, when they were living in the closet, of course they're not going to tell you that they beat their women, because then you wouldn't be their friend. But the fact of the matter remains that when they were in the closet, they would smack their women around because they hated being straight. They couldn't stand having sex with a woman. And when they finally did come out of the closet, they stopped beating up women.
Doug, do you beat women?
Now?
Yeah.
Not near as much as I used to. Nowhere even close.
So what does that mean? This, why are you a journalist? Why aren't you an author of a book, since you are the ultimate gay guru? That's a great question.
That's a great question. I'd like to know the answer to that, too. Because I've got ideas. I got some stuff that's about to explode.
Really?
Right now I'm maximizing my potentiality. I've got some stuff that's about to explode, and I'd like to get just 5 minutes of Judith Reagan's time, because I've got books.
Well, why don't you publish a book?
I just got done telling you. I don't know.
Well, have you pitched anybody? Have you
pitched who? I'm writing a column every day in the Orange County Courier. They can read.
God.
You think a publisher can read, Phil? Michelle, listen to this. Let's have some fun. Hey, Phil, do you think publishers could read?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, Michelle.
I'm sorry. You said that the research was done by a university. Do you know how many sociology groups do several different research methods and a different kind of
Several different research methods.
Doug, don't be a smartass. Okay,
there are different methods of research.
Right, and the university...
You might look that up.
Look up what? Method or research?
The different methods of research.
Exactly. Michelle, thank you so much for your call. Let's take another phone call. We got to get moving here. Vicky, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Vicky. And Doug, I would ask you to have a little more respect for the callers.
Well, that one lady said that I'm beating women.
And you said, yeah, you still are. Vicky, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Doug, you have made mention many times over the fact that you apparently you seem to be proud of the fact that you're a gay journalist, but you also seem to be just as proud of the fact that you beat on women.
No, ma'am. I'm
okay.
Not.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of that. I beat on women when I was straight.
If you weren't proud of it, you would be able to come back and say the women that you daggum beat on, you would be able to make mention of how they came out. You would have kept some kind of tab on them. You would have made retribution of some kind to these women that you destroyed their lives on. It does not take much of a man or anyone to come back and fight and make apologies. And you
right, exactly, Doug.
I went gay after that, so I disappeared into the gay underground.
What does that mean?
Ma'am, you know what? I turned around, I wrote that column, you know that, okay? Then I called the hospital, and they said she checked out. And by that point, I'd already bought a one-way ticket to Miami.
Big deal. You don't know how to write a letter? You're supposed to be a journalist. You can't write a letter saying how sorry you are.
I thought you were in West Palm Beach.
I was in West Palm Beach.
You bought a one-way ticket to Miami on a what?
A train.
To go, what, 60 miles?
Oh, well, excuse me, Mr. Henry. Not all of us. I have cab fare.
Cab fare? You could get on the freeway and drive from West Palm Beach down to Miami.
Well, I took the train. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm different.
Y'all say you're different.
You're
sorry,
not
Vicky. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I'm not a man. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
No, you're not a man at all. You are not a man.
Ma'am, all I can tell you is
a man does not hit a woman. If you were a true man, you would never lay a hand on a woman. It takes a spineless, coward individual to ever raise a hand.
I was straight at the time.
I don't make a goddamn bit about nothing.
No, Doug, you were gay at the time. You were in the closet.
Wait a second. Every man, how many times have you even smacked around, Vicky? You can be honest. Probably a bunch, right? Doesn't it make you feel better to know that the man that hit you eventually went gay?
Oh, boy.
No, the man that hit me died.
Yeah. But he died gay.
All right.
No, he did not.
Vicky, I'm so sorry.
Well, not that you do.
All right, Vicky.
Did you shoot him? I bet you shot him, didn't you? You shot a gay man. That's gay bashing.
All right, see you later, Doug. And Vicky, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. I'm glad that you're doing fine and that you're much better today. And
well, you don't know that.
Will you shut up? We'll be back. The stories we didn't get to next. Thank Mr. Danger for me, will you? And second that, don't. The stories that we couldn't get to next, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil
now for the stories we couldn't get to. 12-year-old protester arrested at senator's office. A 12-year-old girl has been arrested for trespassing after she allegedly refused to leave U.S. Senator Tom Harkin's office in Des Moines while protesting the war in Afghanistan and Iraq. Frankie Hughes and her boyfriend Johnny was arrested late Wednesday. Her mother, Renee, there's got to be some stupid adult behind this, and sure enough, there is. Her mother, Renee Espeland, who was standing outside the Iowa Democrat's office, was ticketed for contributing to the delinquency of a minor. But the little girl gets arrested and not the mother? Police were called after another woman, Christine Gaunt, allegedly refused to leave Harkin's office when it closed. You know, ladies, the unfortunate aspect is that the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, both those wars are being won by our military, and you don't want them to be won. You'd rather see dead soldiers, and we're sorry, it just isn't going to happen. And Tom Harkin, hell, he couldn't stop. I don't think Tom Harkin could stop diarrhea, let alone a war. Ballpark booty call rattles fan, young son. Dr. Paul Nemeth got an unwelcome extra show when he took a 6-year-old son to the bathroom during opening day at U.S. Cellular Field, home of the Chicago White Sox. As they were waiting in line for a urinal, Nemeth noticed a pair of feet twitching oddly under a stall. As a concerned doctor, he opened the door only to hear a woman shriek, "Hey, stop!" A few minutes later, a man emerged to a round of applause and high fives from the other men in the restroom. The woman fled, holding a shirt over her head. Nemeth was incensed. It was disgusting. He had his son in the bathroom, and there's a woman in there having sex with another guy. They should have taken... Talk about beating up women and a guy together. Both of them. Man drove drunk to prison for DUI sentence. This ought to be a good one. Police said a Massachusetts man headed to a Vermont prison to serve a two-day sentence for driving under the influence. He was intoxicated when he drove himself to prison. Vermont State Police say that staff at the Southern State Correctional Facility in Springfield noticed that a 42-year-old man was intoxicated when he arrived late Tuesday afternoon and that he had driven himself there. So prison staff called police. Police said the man who was then processed for DUI second offense and released back into the custody of the Department of Corrections. The man was due to appear in court later this month on the latest charge. He's obviously an alcoholic, I guess. I don't know. And meanwhile, I guess this is, talk about a slow, and I mean a slow news day. This actually made the news. Fox News anchor confuses Chris Wallace with Chris Matthews. Whatever. During a news break on the Glenn Beck Show, Fox News anchor Patty Ann Brown, formerly of MSNBC, confused Chris Wallace with Chris Matthews, and here's what it sounds like.
Glenn Beck returns in a moment, but first, Chris Matthews preview special report. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Patty Ann, coming up, we'll preview the weekend's big gathering of...
That's a news story. And, oh, yeah, here is Charles Barkley.
And then you got this punk-ass Billy Payne, who goes on TV yesterday. Like, first of all, he ain't told his kids to be like no Tiger Woods. Let's quit kidding ourselves. He ain't told his grandkids and kids to be like Tiger Woods. For him to get on there and act like he's old Uncle Tom.
Now, first of all, Billy Payne's white. Second of all, you are, well...
Hey, this is Charles Barkley. I'm a dumbass.
In other words, the English language is maybe a second or third language. Huh, Charles? Talk about stupid. You don't tell no... World famous Phil Henry Show... we ain't coming back tomorrow. No way. No. Monday. Don't forget our uncensored podcast tomorrow night, 6 p.m. on the website.
Phil Hendry.